So today here on AM Quincy, we introduce you to a candidate for Ward 4 City Council here in Quincy, Virginia Ryan, stopped by for a chat about herself and her candidacy. So first of all, nice to meet you, Virginia. Thanks for coming over.
Nice to meet you, Joe, and hello to all my Ward 4 residents.
Absolutely. A chance for you here to tell the folks a little bit about your story.
Absolutely.
Who you are, where you come from, mm-hmm. and why you're running for Ward 4.
Yeah, because I'm crazy.
Yeah. So who's Virginia Ryan?
Virginia Ryan is a Dorchester girl.
Okay.
Grew up in Dorchester until I was 18, and then we actually moved down to Quincy. I come from a family of nine.
Wow.
Blue collar neighborhood. My father actually worked for Harvard University in facilities. He was an engineer that worked in the whole campus. And I have three brothers who were in the armed services. Mm. One served in Vietnam. And now there's only four of us, so.
Okay.
And I also have two girls and four grandchildren. And
okay.
They are just great boys, all boys.
Very good.
Yes.
So how long have you lived in Quincy?
I've lived in Quincy for over 20 years now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how did you make your way here from Dorchester?
My mother moved to Quincy, and I moved with her. And then I got married, and I lived in South Boston for a little while. And I worked for Gillette Safety Razor Company.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yep. And I worked as a real estate part-time, and then moved to Quincy.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've been here ever since.
And talk a little bit about your educational background.
Okay. So my educational background is I attended public schools and then took some classes at Quincy College. Mm-hmm. And I got a position at Gillette, actually working in the factory. Mm. And just worked my way up. And before I left the company, I was in healthcare administration. Prior to that, I worked in a few accounting positions. So
okay.
I have a very varied background.
Sure. Yeah. And now?
Now I am running for office.
Okay. That's your new job.
Yes, that's my new job.
So retired?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Professionally? And
yes,
now.
Retired professionally.
Is
yes.
this your first run for elective office?
It is.
So
it is.
Why, Virginia?
Why? Yeah. That's a good question. There was a special election for Brian Palmucci back in 2023, and when I looked at the results, I was very disheartened at the voter turnout. It was only like 10%. 10,000 registered voters in Ward 4, mm-hmm. and about 1,000 people voted.
Okay.
So it made me want to do something, especially after the 2016 national election. I just felt that I had to do something. So I volunteered for Quincy Votes, then I went on to Adjust Quincy, and then I went on to We Voters. So I've just been active in attending city council meetings, and that's why I'm here.
Okay. So initially, though, it was because of that low turnout during
yes.
that special
yeah.
election.
Well, yeah.
Has that stayed the same, or do you have other motivations on top of that now?
Well, just, you know, to make the city council and the city administration more visible, more accountability. I'd like to see an increase in voter outreach. You know, get more people registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Get more people out there to vote. Because right now, our voter turnout is low in local elections, 17%. 23%, that's not high at all. And I don't think that's a good representation of how the city should be elected.
Okay. Do you have thoughts on how to do that?
I do.
Okay.
I actually do.
Do
so,
tell us.
Yeah. Well, and I would just specify in Ward 4, because that's where I want to make a difference
okay.
in Ward 4.
Okay.
So Ward 4 has a low turnout voter turnout. And so we could do postcards, we can do door knocking, just get people to register to vote. We could also, when I get elected as city council, I would have more local meetings and more visibility.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I would like to put together a newsletter for Ward 4 residents, similar to what Brian Palmucci had. And I loved his newsletters because they let you know what was going on in the city. And that's something that's not really visible right now.
Okay.
You know? And also, too, with regards to developments. You know, there was a development meeting on the planning board regarding a development across the street from Common Market. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for a neighbor telling me that there was a meeting, I wouldn't have known. Mm. So that's why I'm here, Joe.
Okay. Since you've announced your candidacy, have other issues come to the surface that you're concerned about?
No, not right now.
Okay.
You know, well, we did have the problem with the statues, so I've been following that.
Oh, for the public safety building?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, all the issues that we have right now are all very visible. So we have the statues problem, we have the debt problem. So naturally, I would be involved with that. I don't know to what degree. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I would definitely do is I would take some training at the MMA Institute, because I think that's very
Mass
important.
Mass Municipal Association?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Basically runs over things like Robert's Rules and
yep. mm-hmm.
committee operations,
yes.
things like that. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So because you have no other government experience. Right?
Exactly. Okay. So this would be a good way to start.
Sure.
A good education on how to be involved and be educated.
Yeah, you talked about debt. So what is the current status of the city's debt?
Well, the debt is $1.6 billion. So it seems like every time we want to do something, we get the appropriation for a bond. And included in that bond is the interest. Mm-hmm. And the interest can be quite big. So for instance, the last appropriation that the mayor wanted for some major infrastructure like fire engines and work on the city building and other areas, it was 8.5, but if you add another $2 million of interest, it's more than just 8.5.
Okay.
And that's something that I would have to definitely delve into because I'm not that familiar with it. So.
Okay. How would you kind of describe your approach to money, Virginia, to finances? You know, how would you define yourself when it comes to fiscal responsibility?
Oh, fiscal responsibility.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't have money for, it's like your house budget.
Mm-hmm.
You put aside so much for major improvements, and if you have the money, then you work on it. But if you don't have the money, you're just going to have to wait.
Okay.
And that doesn't seem to be the case.
Okay, so you kind of conservative?
Conservative,
okay.
Yes, definitely conservative.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're adverse to borrowing?
Well, sometimes it depends.
Yeah.
You know, every situation is different. You know, but with the fact that we do have $1.6 billion in debt, I would think that we would want to pull back a little, you know.
Okay. Do you have thoughts where that could happen?
Well, you'd have to take a look at different departments mm-hmm. to see if there's redundancy.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to see what the salaries are. It's like any restructuring that a company would do. Because it is like running a company.
Speaking
and you are responsible to your shareholders. And the shareholders are the residents mm-hmm. and the taxpayers of Quincy.
Speaking of salaries, that was another major issue, of course,
yes, it was.
Past year here in the city. Mm-hmm. So if elected, what would you do about salaries for the mayor and city councilors?
I would like to initiate an ordinance to amend the current salaries situation.
Mm-hmm.
Not rescind it totally, amend it. Amend it to something similar to what other mayors are earning in same cities,
mm-hmm.
same size, same administration.
Okay, so
similar. I think that's only fair.
Okay, so talk about the process that the city just went through to go get to where they are now with the raises.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was done appropriately?
No. Oh. They should have been more. Well, first of all, there was no city meeting. Okay, they just did this in 2 weeks. They initiated the ordinance. They had the city council approve the mayor's, and the mayor approved the city council. To me, that seems like it's, you know, quid pro quo.
Hmm.
And the Dorman report, from what I understand, though I haven't read it yet,
mm-hmm.
not fully, you know, would have been a little skewed, because I don't think they compared the city to city, you know. Okay. Same city size, same type of leadership from the mayor.
Okay. Undoubtedly, one of the major issues in Ward 4 is going to be the Quarry Hills lease extension, 50-year lease extension. Mm-hmm. Do you have thoughts on that?
Well, I'd have to take a little bit more of a closer view, but my feeling is that we need to make sure that the citizens of Ward 4 are, and the city get a good return. And from what I understand, some of that may not be. So, again, I need a little bit more education on that, but I have started to follow it since I announced my candidacy.
Mm-hmm. So you had to go out and collect signatures to
get
on the ballot.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that process like? What were folks telling you?
Well, I visited a little neighborhood on the other side of West Quincy, Doble Street, and their concerns are that they haven't had their streets paved in over 50 years.
Hmm.
So that is something I would definitely like to see if we can get on the docket come next year.
Okay.
And also Prospect Hill. I have a few friends that live on Prospect Hill, and the sidewalks and the curbs, you know, they've got a big gap in there, so I'm concerned because they're elderly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to talk to someone about that too.
Okay.
Traffic. I know myself, traffic. If I want to, it's a good thing that I don't work, because if I did work, I'd have to get up at like 6 o'clock in the morning to get into town. Traffic is an issue. Development, not necessarily stopping it, but making sure that if you're going to develop apartments, develop condominiums at the same time, because there's your tax revenue, and people who own homes seem to be more apt to vote, and I'm more concerned with what's going on in the city than tenants. Would you agree?
So do you envision trying to increase voter enrollment, register voter enrollment?
Yeah, and home ownership.
Okay. So
home ownership is below 50%. It's 43.9%.
So in Ward 4, there were just designated transit-oriented development areas.
I saw
just
that.
Designated,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about those?
Well, as long as it's put to a good use.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could do some apartments, maybe some condos. I'm not too sure. You know, but it's definitely an opportunity to increase housing, and that's what they're looking at.
Okay. For businesses in the Ward 4 area of Virginia, do you have thoughts, concerns, issues with the business community that you'd like to address?
No.
Okay.
No. I love my Montelios. I like Star Market, though that's not in Ward 4. But I just can't see, I'm fine with businesses mm-hmm. in Ward 4.
How would you reach out to your constituents if you were elected? What would be some of the lines of communication that you'd use?
Well, the first thing I'd do is send out a newsletter, letting everybody know that I am now your new ward counselor.
Mm-hmm.
I would like their telephone number and email. And that way I can put together a database of all of the residents and taxpayers of Ward 4. Then I would create a Ward 4 newsletter letting everybody know what's going on with developments that are coming up. Because, you know, if you're going to have a development in your neighborhood, you definitely want to be represented. And so I'd like some feedback on that from the residents and the tenants in Ward 4. And just, you know, things that are going on in the city, like the 400 and any other events that the community would like to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We should probably let folks know the geographic boundaries of Ward 4. It's a little bit confusing.
I'm still learning.
Yeah.
I'm still learning. So Ward 4 ends, if you go across the highway, if you're going towards South Shore Plaza, it ends pretty much a quarter of a mile up, maybe a little further. I'm still learning. And then Center Street, that area over there, and up Quarry Street, it ends at, I think, Dunn's Court. but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
So I have my maps.
Okay.
And I have them highlighted where I have visited. And so I have a lot more walking to do.
Okay.
A lot more walking.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that the plan for the rest of the campaign?
Yes. Walking, yeah. Door knocking, possibly signs. And however else I can get out of there, whatever it takes.
Okay.
It's going to be a hard job.
But you're committed.
I am committed, definitely. Definitely.
At the end of your term, it's a two-year term, right?
Yes.
In the city council, what are some of the goals you would have liked to have achieved by the end of your term?
More communication with Ward 4 residents and tenants. More input into traffic concerns. You know, I don't know how much we can do, but if you're going up Adams Street and you want to run an errand, you can't do it past 3 o'clock. Now, I don't know if there's anything that the city can do about it, but at least if there are some developments coming up in the area, then we should be advised so that we can attend the meetings.
Okay.
Because that's what happened with the proposed development across the street from Common Market. They want to put in a huge amount of apartments in this little lot. So we were all concerned. They brought it down one level, but it would have been nice if it was brought down two levels.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's an area you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Interest.
Well, okay. If you are going into Boston in the morning, traffic starts backing up past Furnace Brook Parkway sometimes. And the same thing on Adams Street. Traffic starts backing up past Furnace Brook Parkway sometimes. So that can be a concern.
So as a ward counselor, would you attend planning board meetings, zoning board
meetings?
You
have to. Yeah. You really have to if you want to know what's going on in the city.
And hold community meetings for residents?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Where do you envision those?
Don't know. Okay. Well, we had one for traffic down at the Bernazzani. Ian Kane and Councilor Devine from Ward 4 initiated it. So I thought that was good.
Okay.
That was a nice time to do that, too, because a lot of people were complaining about traffic. A lot of streets are cut through. Alwick Road, where I live, was a cut through until they put some signs up. So that stopped that. So for streets that are considered a cut through, we could put up signs.
Okay.
You know, that would help a little in the morning.
Sure. Any other kind of Ward 4 specific issues or concerns?
Well, I'd like to address the flooding issue, you know, the flooding zones there, but I don't think we can. That's kind of, you know, we're right not that far from Furnace Brook, so.
Yeah.
So that's not going to change anything. But I do like what they have done with that area. They took down the cement blocks on both sides, so that gives it more room to spread out if there's any a lot of excess rain. So that's, you know, knock on wood, that's worked pretty well because in 2010, my area was extremely affected by the excess rain. I mean, it was raining for like 10 days.
Yes.
So the whole street was flooded and I had to actually get to my house in a boat.
Is that right?
Yeah. I was on Channel 4 News.
Okay.
Not that I wanted to be, but.
So it's gotten better since then.
It has, definitely, okay. Definitely. Yeah, they did a nice job. I think they were veterans company that did it.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah.
So overall, I've been asking candidates, Virginia, do you feel that Quincy taxpayers are getting a good value for their tax dollar?
Well, as far as services, yes.
Okay.
You know, as far as services, definitely yes.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of programs, too, for children. I'd like to see a little bit more support for the schools. I have two nieces who are school teachers, and, you know, they explain to me what they go through, what they have to embrace to provide a good education to their students. So it's not an easy job. So,
okay.
And as I go along and I get more educated in different areas,
yep.
You know, I'll be more more experienced.
And in terms of, you mentioned transparency, mm-hmm. so what do you think is not transparent now, and how would you work to improve that?
Well, I think you need, so for instance, when they have a budget meeting, or if they are looking at the budget for the next year, there's really not a lot of time to review it. You get, what, maybe a couple of hours unless they get it beforehand? Mm-hmm. So in order to really take a look at it and analyze what's going on in each department, you need at least a couple of days.
As a counselor, you mean?
Yes, okay. As a counselor. Yeah. That would be the appropriate time frame, mm-hmm. I would think. Now, I don't know if they get that budget information prior to the meeting, mm-hmm. in which they have to vote on it, but to me, that would be the best course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think there's an adequate opportunity for the public to speak at council meetings?
No.
Okay.
There is not. In fact, Maggie McKee did some analysis on open meetings as far as public meetings, mm-hmm. and according to the MassGL, we're supposed that residents are supposed to receive or get at least one public meeting a month. And that's not happening.
Okay.
No. We get 3 minutes, and their speaker system is not very good at all, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, the
they should have one of these.
Okay.
They don't.
Okay.
We can't hear them, and they can't hear us. And if you're sitting in back, you can't hear what the person is saying in the mic. So I don't know how old that system is. Supposedly, there's supposed to be some funds put aside for a new sound system. We'll see.
Okay. If you are elected, would you stay active in the groups you mentioned, Just Quincy, the Quincy Votes? Would you stay
active? Quincy, well, I would be doing something. So Quincy Votes is a nonpartisan 501c, mm-hmm. which means they're not affiliated with any party. Mm-hmm. What their goal is to increase voter registration in Quincy. So what I want to do is just emulate what they're doing for Ward 4.
Okay.
So as far as we voters are Just Quincy, I would not need to be on that activist group, mm-hmm. because I would be trying to initiate some of the changes that they're fighting for.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wouldn't need to, because I would have more of a say in what goes on in the city, whereas right now I don't.
Anything else you'd like to share with folks?
One item with regards to the city council, which really, concerns me, is the fact that another one of the reasons why I am running is because of the fact that 99.4% of the time the city council vote for the mayor's ordinances or changes or budgets that he wants. So there's no checks and balances, mm-hmm. right now in the city government, and I believe we do need to change that.
Okay. Do things come to mind that you would have voted against?
Yeah, the raises.
Okay. Okay.
That's the first one.
Okay.
Then I would just take a closer look at the budget.
Right.
A much closer look. Also, the statues. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I don't know if he actually got their approval for that. And, some purchases that we really don't need. Braintree, they got all the residents together and funded it by donations and got a nice dog, bronze dog, in front of the police building. And it didn't cost $1 million, and the community got together to fund it.
Okay.
And I think that would be a great idea.
There is a proposal, as you know, for a public art commission, mm-hmm. If you will. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think we need to build a little bit more community-ness in the city.
Sure. Okay. Anything else to share?
No, I'm good.
You have
a website
for your campaign?
I do.
Go ahead and tell folks.
It's my website is vmryan4quincy.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can go on and see some pictures of my family.
Okay.
and what my goals are for the city. And that's really very, very, very nicely done.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, good to talk to you. Thank you for
nice
coming
to
by.
Nice to talk to you. Yes,
and,
you too, Joe.
And we'll be in touch throughout the campaign.
Yes,
sure.
We will. All yes, right. We will. All right, take care.
Oh, you too. Thank
yes.
you very much.
You're welcome.
And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano, and we'll see you next time.